Hey, we are at Fort Recovery here, Fort Recovery Radio. Darian Sheffer, Steve Stone here, calling the girls' big softball game against arch rivals.
St. Hank.
St. Henry Redskins. Indians coming off an unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable victory in Delphus.
A run rule.
Run rule victory. We've got Chelsea, of course, Timmerman. She is the workhorse.
She does it all.
She is always on that mound.
She's awesome.
Doing a great job. She's out to a two-strike, no-ball count ahead on the batter. Next pitch in there, fouled back behind home plate. We've got more injuries. We've got more injuries.
Yep, we added another injury on Tuesday at Delphus Jefferson. Hannah Kanapke was sliding into home and hurt her knee.
Tweaked her knee?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's wrong though.
Man, I hope that's nothing major.
Yeah.
That ball is hit into the gap, and that's going to drop. Hit into the gap in right center, and that just not hit very well, but just hit in the right spot to fall in there for a base hit. That's
King.
King, their number one batter, gets a base hit. Chelsea Wines deliver the shows bunt, and that's fouled back. We've got Chelsea pitching. We've got Audra Metzger at third, Carly Stone at short. We've got Casey Vogel on second, Tori Vaughn at first. Had senior night tonight for our three seniors. Our three seniors are Chelsea Timmerman, our coach's daughter, Victoria Vaughn, and Casey Vogel. In the outfield, we've got Devin in center. We've got
Taylor Greasy in right.
Taylor bunts put down back to Chelsea. Thrown to first, and we get the out at first, and that advances a runner to second. We got Taylor Greasy in
Taylor
right.
Taylor Greasy in right, and Devin, Emily Hart in left.
Devin in center, and of course Emily Hart in left field.
Yep.
So we got one out here in the top of the first inning. St. Henry has got a runner on second. We've got the number three batter up. Number three batter is
Kara Brockman.
Brockman. Pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Chelsea's ahead on the count here. Two strikes, no balls, one out. Runner. St. Henry's got a runner on second. Chelsea Wines delivers. Throws kind of a change up, and batter hits that, chops that foul back towards their dugout. Batter steps into the batter's box. Chelsea's ready. Pitch to the plate. High for a ball. That makes our count one ball. Two strikes, one out here, playing the St. Henry Redskins. Pitch to the plate, and that is fouled off of her foot. Steps out of the batter's box, probably wiggling her toes a little bit to make sure they're all still there.
Yeah.
After she fouled that off her foot. Steps back into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate, and that is fouled back. Hits the ump in the shoulder. She's just hitting people wide open, hitting her foot, hitting the ump. The count is still one ball, two strikes, one out. Pitch to the plate, and that is hit pretty hard. And that's, again, going to fall in the gap. That's going to just about get to the fence. That's going to score one run. It does score a run. That's a stand-up double. Ball hit in the gap. Devin couldn't really get to it. It was a long ways from her. She made a good effort, picked it up, and fired it back in. But that's going to score one run. That scored their leadoff batter, King. And then she has a double. She's standing on second. And that was who? Brockman?
Yes, I believe so.
Brockman.
Kara Brockman.
And now we've got Brookhart batting in the four spot for the St. Henry Indians. Pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss. that evens the count at one ball, one strike. Indians got one run across here already in the first inning. Chelsea Wines delivers. That's low for a ball. Oh, went through the count, or went through all the positions. I forgot Aaliyah. Aaliyah Jenkins is catching.
Yep. She did a great job last game, too.
Nice pitch in there for a called strike. That evens a count at two balls, two strikes, one out. Kind of a breezy day here. Wind kind of blowing in from the, looks like kind of from the north. And Chelsea strikes her out.
Wow.
Strikes her out. She goes down swinging, and that makes two outs. So we've got one run across here in the top of the first. Scores 1-0. St. Henry's got a runner on second. 26 steps into the batter's box, a lefty, and that's Alexis Ontrop, and she takes big swing at it and misses for strike one. Boys playing tonight?
They are at St. Henry tonight.
At St. Henry. Ooh, big game.
Yep, huge.
That ball's chopped back to the pitcher. Chelsea picks it up, fires it over, and that's out number three. So top of the first here, the St. Henry Redskins get one run, and we'll be back. We're back here, bottom of the first inning. We've got our leadoff batter, Chelsea Timmerman, at the plate. She takes a first pitch in there low for a ball.
Who we got pitching for them tonight?
No, she's a big, tall girl.
Alexis Ontrop.
Yeah, number 26, Alexis Ontrop. Another pitch in there low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Coach Vaughn told me I wasn't allowed to call in the game tonight because every time you call the game solo, they win.
Yeah.
So
I just had that effect on people.
I guess. I tried to leave, but
yeah.
You wouldn't let me.
No,
so
no.
I got plenty of work to do.
You're my right-hand man now.
Next pitch in there for a ball. So Chelsea's in the driver's seat right here with three balls, no strikes. Nah, it's going to send her to first base.
Wow.
On four straight balls. Three low and one really low and one really high.
So I'm thinking Audra should probably take a few here. Her first four pitches were all balls.
Yep, Audra's Metzger's at the plate. She shows bunt, pulls it back for a strike. Oh.
Hey.
Great point. Audra showed bunt, pulled it back, and the catcher was right on it, and she threw the ball down to second, and Chelsea was trying to steal second and got Chelsea at second. That was a great throw.
Yep, great throw by a catcher.
Johnny Bench would have been impressed. Next pitch in there, low for a ball. That evens count at one ball, one strike. You do know who Johnny Bench is, right?
Yeah, Reds, old Reds catcher.
Okay. All the rest of the people I talk about tends to go over your head.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure. You know who Pete Rose is, too, right?
Yeah, I know who he is. Don't know what position he played, though.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. That pitch is fouled out of play. You don't know the great eight. The great eight. The
nope.
Big red machine. The
nope.
Great eight.
Nope.
Unbelievable. We'll get into the great eight here in a minute. Won back-to-back World Series. Probably the best team ever assembled. That ball was chopped foul down third baseline. That brings our count to, on Audra. One ball, two strikes, one out. The big red machine from 75 to probably about 80.
Really?
Best baseball talent, all around baseball talent anywhere. Probably best team ever. Johnny Bench was the catcher, number five. Pete Rose was third base. Davey Concepcion was shortstop. Joe Morgan was second base. That ball is fouled back. The big dog, Tony Perez, is on first base. Ken Griffey Sr., George Foster, and Cesar Geronimo.
You're old.
No. You know who Michael Jordan is? One of the greatest
basketball teams ever. Never heard of
so
him.
So you know who the Chicago Bulls, and Audra goes down swinging. So that brings us to out number two, and we've got Devin Poe stepping up. You got to know who the great teams are. You know who the Bulls with Scottie Pippen.
Yep.
Michael Jordan. You got to know the best baseball team ever, which is the Big Red Machine. First pitch in there for a ball to Devin. Pitcher started off a little shaky.
Yeah, he's got two outs now, though.
Has settled down. Next pitch in there a little high for a ball. Pitcher steps onto the rubber. Pitch to the plate. In there for a strike. That makes a count. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Devin batting in cleanup spot. Pitch to the plate.
Oh, man.
That was a really high pitch, but boy, she took
a... She swung hard.
She took a big swing at that. That evens the count at two balls, two strikes, two outs, bottom of the first inning here at Fort Recovery. Pitch low for a ball. That brings the count full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Big pitch here for Devin.
Yep, huge.
Pitcher winds, delivers, and that ball is hit to short and goes right between her legs. And that's going to be a hit.
Perfect.
Error on the shortstop. Didn't get the glove all the way to the ground and rolled right between her legs.
It'll bring up number 30, senior Casey Vogel.
Brings up Casey Vogel to the plate. First pitch in there for a strike.
Oh, my. Look high.
Well, we had that game at St. Mary's, and that batter, that umps.
Yeah, that was.
That umps.
That was terrible. You did not know where her strike zone was.
Her strike zone was as big as a 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. And then I was in Minster calling that game, and that guy's strike zone was about as big as a 4 by 8 sheet of plywood. So I'm not sure here, but Casey goes down swinging. Takes a big cut at it, misses. That's strike three, and we'll be in the top of the second here after we take a break. We're back here at the top of the second inning. The Lady Redskins got a run in the first, and we didn't get a run in the bottom of the first, so the score is 1-0 in favor of the Lady Redskins. First pitch to the plate for Chelsea is a strike. Chelsea Wines delivers. It's kind of a nice change up there because that girl swung.
And she missed.
Like, I'd say 3 seconds before the ball got there. So that was a sweet pitch. Strike two. Oh, and she goes down swinging on three pitches.
Did the same thing again.
Yes. That's a good way to start the inning right there. Chelsea's ready. Number five steps to the plate. That's Alexis. No. That is Brooke Borgerding. First pitch in there for a strike. Chelsea's on a roll. Got four straight pitches that were strikes. Pitch to the plate. Oh, and that makes number five.
She's on fire.
Strike two. No balls, two strikes, one out.
Nine pitch inning right here would be awesome.
That would be tremendous. That would be tremendous. Pitch to the plate. Oh, change up. Oh, hits Chelsea in the leg. Carly still picks it up. Throws, but not in time. Bounces right off of Chelsea's thigh. And Carly came scooting across the field, picked it up, and fired it over to Tori, but just not in time. So they got a runner on first. Chelsea's got a bruise on her leg. Brings number six to the plate for the Lady Redskins. Runner goes. Throw down. Oh, not in time. Elena Kunkler is at bat. Runner steals second. Had a decent throw, but not in time. Pitch to the plate. Strike. That makes the count 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. St. Henry's got a runner on second. Batter digs into the batter's box. Chelsea's ready, delivers a pitch. Inside for a ball. Mixed count, two balls, one strike, one out. Top of the second inning here in Fort Recovery. Sun finally came out, but still a little chilly.
Yeah, we've only had one day that's been warm, and that was at Crestview.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful day.
That was nice. Even if they do play on a gravel parking lot.
That's true.
Pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss. That brings our count full. That brings the count to three balls, two strikes, one out. We have got to get her out.
For sure.
Payoff pitch. She hits that to short. Carly runs for it, and the ball gets right underneath her glove. And that's going to score the runner from second. That makes it the count or the score 2-0. And the runner kind of snuck in there to second base. Our player honestly wasn't kind of watching what was going on, and she could have turned around and tagged her and did not. So she's at second base with a double. First pitch in there for a ball. Number 21's up to the plate for St. Henry. And that's Stephanie Busher. Next pitch in there, high for a ball. That brings the count to two balls, no strikes, one out. St. Henry got another run across to home plate here in the top of the second to make the score 2-0. Chelsea gets the next pitch in there for a strike. Two balls, one strike, one out. Chelsea winds, delivers. Takes a big cut at it for a strike. That evens the count at two balls, two strikes, one out. A stone kid should have made that play.
Yep. Got to let her hear about that one later.
Next pitch is in there, is real low for a ball, and then that gets past Aaliyah. Gets to the fence, so that advances a runner from second to third. We have got to get this girl out right here.
Yep, strike out.
Yep.
What's up with the Stone Kid? The only one in the infield with a jacket.
I don't know.
She's weak. She's mentally weak.
I think so, too.
Yep.
Pitch to the plate. High for a ball. Oh, that's going to – that was ball four.
I think we jinxed her when we said nine-pitch inning.
Yeah, no doubt. That – puts runners on the corner for St. Henry. Runners on first and third. You going to be texting or something and get us some scores from that St. Henry game?
I will.
Attaboy. Next batter up, number 8 for St. Henry. Runner goes. No throw. What do you call it? Is that number 8? J.C.?
J.C. King?
J.C. King.
That's all I'll go with.
Pitch to the plate. That's in there high for another ball. Count to the batter. One ball, one strike, one out. Runners on second and third. We need an out. Pitch to the plate. And she hits a blooper. That's going to fall in there for a single. That's going to score one run. And the other runner gets held up at third. Throw gets put back, thrown back in relatively quick. So now that scored another run here in the top of the second inning, and they've still got one out and runners on first and third. Pitch to the plate. Kind of a running bunt. Throw to...
Oh, my goodness.
What?
That's horrible.
She was not safe. Oh, for crying out loud.
That's
that should
horrible.
Have been a double play.
Yeah. We got to get the tag and then the easy throw to first.
Pitch to the plate, and that ball's hit hard, and Emily makes the play. Whew. Man, I'm glad she caught that.
She's almost a guarantee every time out there.
Oh, she had to cover a lot of ground to get to that, too.
I had confidence in her.
That was a great play by Emily. To get the out and hold the runners up, so we're still trailing 4-0. They got three runs across this inning. Now they've got runners on first and second. First pitch in there for a ball. Got number 11 at the plate. Mackenzie Brookhart. Next pitch in there for a ball. That's brings the count to two balls, no strikes, two outs, runners on second and first. Next pitch is a little high for a ball. Brings the count now to three balls, no strikes. Two outs, pitch to the plate. That's in there for a strike. She wasn't even looking to swing.
Nope.
Absolutely was not even thinking about swinging at anything, and Chelsea gets one in there for a strike. Pitch to the plate. That ball is chipped foul. That brings our count to full. Three balls, two strikes. Runners on
first and second.
First and second. Payoff pitch. And that is hit to third. Audrey bobbles it. Carly follows up behind her and picks it up and throws one a little high to Tori, and that's going to score another run.
Audrey's got to make that play.
And that's got now runners on second and third. Another run across makes it 5-0, Lady Redskins. Pitch to the plate. I don't know, how would you score that? Was that an error?
Yep, scored on a throwing error.
Audra misses the ball. Carly kind of cleans up behind her and then throws a high ball over to first that Vonnie couldn't get her glove on. We've got number 26 for St. Henry at the plate.
Pitcher,
Alexis Ontrop. She dribbles one out to the pitcher. And the pitcher, Chelsea, picks it up, throws it over to Tori, and that's the third out, and we're trailing now 5-0. We'll be back. We're back here in the bottom of the second inning. Indians trailing 5-0. We've got Tori Vaughn stepping into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. High for a ball. We've got some work to do. We've got to score some runs.
We've definitely got some work to do. We can do it, though.
Then we've got Emily Hart
on
deck. Pitcher Wines delivers low for a ball.
Huh.
Two balls, no strikes, no out in the bottom of the second. We've got Tori Vaughn at the plate, Emily on deck, and then I believe Carly Stone. Pitch to the plate. That's another one low for a ball. Three straight balls, three balls, no strikes.
Perfect.
Bottom of the second. We need to get some runs across. That starts with a couple of hits. Next pitch in there. Next pitch in there for a strike, called strike. Got three balls. One strike, no outs. Bottom of the second. Pitch to the plate. That's high for a ball.
That's what we need. People on base.
Sends Tori down to first. Emily Hart checks her signs from her coach, steps into the batter's box. Pitcher's ready. Carly Stone on deck. Wines delivers, and that's first pitch is in there for a strike, called strike. Emily digs back into the batter's box. Pitcher steps on the pitching rubber. Wines delivers. That's low for a ball. You don't send Tori here, do you, Coach?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. That evens a count at one ball, one strike. Got Tori Vaughn on first. Emily digs into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. And she pops one up over the home dugout.
Straighten that out. Could be a nice hit.
My partner here informed me that I said St. Henry Indians.
The St. Henry Indians in the first inning.
Oh, man. Sorry about that. That's bad. I asked him to delete it out. He said he wouldn't. That ball's hit into the gap. That's going to roll out into right field. Nice hit by Emily.
That's great piece of hitting.
That gets a right fielder picked it up and threw it back in pretty quick. So Torrey couldn't make it to third. But now we've got runners, no outs, runners on first and second. We've got Carly Stone at the plate. Pitch in, rolls in there for a ball. She looks down and checks signs from Coach Vaughn. We've got Taylor Greasy on deck. Carly Stone digs into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. She shows bunt, pulls it back. That's in there for a ball.
Good eye.
Two balls, no strikes. Carly ready, pitcher ready, pitch to the plate. She hits a dribbler back to the pitcher. She gets thrown out at first, but that advances the runners from first to second to third. So that was just as good as a bunt.
Yep, just as good.
That brings Taylor Greasy to the plate. She checks the signs from Coach Vaughn. We've got Aaliyah Jenkins. First pitch in there for a strike. Got Aaliyah Jenkins on deck. Pitcher's ready. Pitch to the plate. That's popped up. Hit the dugout right above us. Right above us. That brings a count to no balls, two strikes, one out. Runners on second and third, and we have got to get something going right here.
Yep, absolutely.
Pitch to the plate. Outside for a ball.
Wow.
Thank goodness. Look good from here.
Yep.
Taylor Greasy at the plate. One ball, two strikes, one out. Pitch to the plate. That's going to be low for another ball. That evens the count at two balls, two strikes. Still got runners on second and third. Man, she has got to just get the bat on the ball. Just smack a little hit out there. Pitcher Wines delivers. She hits that one down the right field line, right to assistant coach Tin.
He acts like he's got hands out there.
He moved pretty quick.
Yeah.
Pitch to the plate. And that is going to fall. She gets a hit, falls right over the second base. That's going to bring a run in.
Great hit, Taylor Greasy.
Nice little hit. Just blooped one out right over second base and fell in there for a hit.
That was perfect.
Absolutely perfect. Scored a run. Got runners on first and third with one out. One run across in this inning for the Indians. So that brings our score to 5-4, and we have got
5-1.
What did I say?
5-4.
Aaliyah Jenkins is up. And Aaliyah Jenkins is up. Yeah! Why are you not calling this?
That was incredible.
Aaliyah Jenkins takes a swing at it and misses, and the ball gets past the catcher. Catcher picks it up and fires it to second, and second baseman does not make the play.
Nope, goes right between her legs.
Right between her legs. Taylor wisely gets up and heads to third. That scores another run, so now Taylor is on third. We've got Aaliyah Jenkins at the plate checking the signs from Coach Vaughn. Brought another run across on an error for the Indians. Makes our score 5-2. Next pitch in there for a strike. Aaliyah takes a big cut at it and misses. This is our first year doing softball, so sometimes we get caught kind of watching the action.
Yep.
And then we bring you guys up to date.
Yep.
Next pitch in there, inside for a ball. That evens a count of two balls, two strikes. One out, runner on third. We got two runs across this inning in the bottom of the second. We got the pitcher rattled now.
For sure.
Pitch to the plate. Oh, that's a nice one, but I think that nice hit, but that's going to fall out of play. I think for our first year we're doing pretty darn good.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, ESPN hasn't called me yet.
No.
But I'm waiting.
Yep.
I'm thinking.
Yep, many time now.
They're going to make the call. Oh, and Aaliyah goes fishing for one down at her ankles and gets called on the third strike. That brings us to the top of the lineup. We got Chelsea stepping into the batter's box. We got two outs. We got a runner on third. We can still rally here and get this runner in. Pitch to the plate. High for a ball.
Delphus Jefferson on Tuesday, we scored six runs in the first inning with two outs.
Perfect. That's what we need to do right here.
Absolutely.
Pitcher steps onto the pitching rubber. Pitch to the plate. In there for a strike. That evens the count at one ball, one strike. Two outs. Got a runner on third. Top of the batting order for the Indians. Chelsea Timmerman in the one spot. Pitch to the plate. She takes a big cut at it and misses. One ball, two strikes, two outs. What's the score over in St. Henry?
1-0 us in the bottom of the second is what I was heard.
All right. Oh, Chelsea goes down swinging. That's our out number three. That ends our second inning. We scored two runs. We're only trailing by three now, 5-2. We'll be right back. We're back here in the top of the third inning. Chelsea Timmerman, of course, still pitching. Pitch to the plate. Big swing and a miss. Number 2-4.
She's the one that was chasing all them changeups last inning.
Mike Blind, where's 24 at?
You're not mine.
Huh. We don't know who 24 is. She's not on our list. Busher? Oh, no, it's not Maddie. I know Maddie Busher, and that's not Maddie Busher. Count now is two balls, one strike. I don't think that's... Pitch to the plate.
We got number five on deck, so it would be before number five.
Maybe it is Maddie Busher.
Gotta be.
Pitch to the plate. In there for a strike. That brings the count full. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch. High for a ball.
Dang it.
Oh, that is Maddie. Hey, that's Maddie Bush.
Yep, that's what I heard her teammates yelling at her.
Yeah, that's Maddie. She played volleyball with Carly on a club team.
Oh.
Chelsea's ready, delivers a pitch, shows bunt, and that is fouled back. Number five.
Borgerding
steps into the batter's box, Chelsea's ready. Wines delivers a pitch, high. Brings our count to no balls, two strikes, no outs, top of the third. Indians trailing by three runs, 5-2. That ball's hit fair down the third baseline, and Audra
made a stab at it,
and it was hit hard.
Yep.
It got past her and rolled out into left field. Emily was there to pick it up and get it right back in, so... That'll be a single for the Lady Redskins, and they've got no outs and runners on first and second. Pitch to the plate, and that is hit. That is hit down to Audra. Audra scoops it up and gets the force out at third. That gets our first out. Good play by Audra.
Yep, well done.
And they still have got runners now on second and third, but they've got one out.
First and second.
I'm struggling. Got big number 21 stepping in. She looks big from here. She's a tall girl. Stephanie Busher. Ball gets past our catcher. That advances both runners. Now we have runners on second and third.
Yep, there you go.
Got a girl from here. Looks like she's about 6'2", stepping into the batter's box.
I like whip.
Pitch in there for a called ball. Two balls, no strikes, one out, runners on second and third. Top of the third here in Fort Recovery. pitch to the plate, and that is hit, and Devin can't get to it and make the play. That's going to score one run. Makes the score 6-2, and dang, that just fell right in front of Devin.
Yep. So number 8 will step in for them.
Number 8 steps into the batter's
box.
J.C.
King.
And that is hit, dribbled right between first and second base, and Torrey and Casey, neither one really had a play on it, so Taylor runs up and makes the play, and that scores another run. So that makes the score 7-2. They've got runners on second and third. Number 2 steps to the plate, Heather Heitkamp. That ball is hit back to Chelsea. Just a line drive hit back to
really
Chelsea.
Hard.
Hit really hard. She put her glove out, knocked it down, and then wisely picked it up and threw it to third base to get the lead runner.
Yep, great job.
Yep, brings us to two outs, and they've got runners on first and second. They had two runs across this inning. That ball is hit to Audra. Audra picks it up and tags the runner as she comes by and gets out of the inning. Great last two plays there by the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back. We got Audra Metzger stepping into the batter's box, bottom of the third. First pitch in there, for a little high for a ball. Indians trailing here in the bottom of the third, 7-2. Pitch to the plate. Audra gets the bat on the ball and fouls it back. Brings the count even. One ball. One strike, no outs. Have a good inning where we get a couple of runs across, and then we give up two runs.
Yep.
Pitcher Wines delivers. Audra takes a swing at it and misses. That's one ball, two strikes, no outs. Bottom of the third here in beautiful Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sitting here with my homie, Darian Sheffer.
And it's me.
Pitcher rolls one across the home plate there for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Please get a hit, Audra.
Please.
Please get a hit, Audra. Pitch to the plate. Oh, and she goes down swinging. Out on strikes. One out. Brings Devin Post to the plate. She digs into the batter's box, pitch to the plate. She checks swings, called strike. Steps out of the batter's box, checks the signs from Coach Vaughn, steps back in, pitch to the plate. That's hit hard to short. Shortstop picks it up, fires to first. Out number 2. That was hit really hard to shortstop.
Yeah,
I kind of thought maybe.
Yep, me too.
She'd bobble that or something, but she fielded it pretty cleanly and got it over to first for out number 2. Pitch to the plate to Casey Vogel. That's in there for a ball. Casey steps into the batter's box, pitch to the plate, in there for a strike. Casey steps out of the batter's box, checks coach's signs, adjusts her gloves, steps back into the batter's box, digs in, pitch to the plate, low for a ball. Count now is 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. The Redskins leading our Indians 7-2. Next pitch in there for a called strike. Man, that looked really high.
Yeah, that was definitely really high.
It was about right at her eyeballs. steps back into the batter's box. 2-2 count, pitch to the plate. Big strike, and she got a nipped it, but then the catcher caught it for out number three. We'll be back. We're back here at Fort Recovery, watching the Lady Indians play the arch rival Fort Recovery Redskins. Is that what we said?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
San Henry Redskins. First pitch in there for a strike. We got number 11 at the plate. Mackenzie Burkhart. She takes another swing at it and fouls it off. Quickly gets Chelsea ahead in the count. No balls, two strikes. Top of the fourth inning here. Indians trailing five runs. 7-2. Pitch to the plate. That's low for a ball. Brings the count to one ball, two strikes. St. Henry's coached by Larry Post. That ball's hit hard.
Really hard.
Gets past Carly out into left field. And that ball is thrown back into second base. That was a nice leadoff base hit. Brings up number 26, Alexis Ontrout. Big lefty. She shows bunt. Pulls a bunt back. And that's in there for a ball. Pitch to the plate, and that is hit hard and gets past Casey out into center field, so that's another base hit. See, Henry's banging out some hits here in the top of the fourth inning. We need to get something going here, get an out or two.
That'd be nice.
Chelsea's ready. Wines delivers. That ball's popped up to Carly. And she makes a nice play.
Great play.
Great play. The ball was hit in front of her, and she sprints forward and makes kind of a backhanded catch for out number one. Pitch to the plate. And that's in there for a strike. Got number five for St. Henry at the plate. Brooke Borgerding. High. Next pitch in there, high for a ball. That evens a count of one ball, one strike, one out. St. Henry had two hits to start the inning off. They got runners on first and second. Chelsea Wines delivers at the low, gets past Aaliyah. That's going to advance the runners to second and third. One out. Batter steps out of the batter's box. Check signs from the coach. Pitch to the plate. That's in there for a ball. That brings a count to three balls, one strike, one out. Pitch to the plate, and that ball's hit to third. Audra makes a play, fires it over to first for the second out. But unfortunately, that scored a runner from third. So that brings in another run for the Redskins, and it brings the score to 8-2. Two outs, runners on third, pitch to the plate, strike. Aaliyah drops the ball, but runner didn't think about trying to get there because she would have been out for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was nice and sunny. Now we got some big clouds rolling
yep,
in.
Yep, we got some big storm clouds.
Next pitch in there for a ball. Well, it wouldn't be a softball, girl softball game if we didn't get rained
You're
on
right.
or snowed on.
Absolutely.
Chelsea's ready. Wines delivers. That ball is hit to third. Audra makes a great play, throws to first. Fantastic play by Audra. Gets us out of the inning. Little damage done with one run across. That makes the score 8-2, and we'll be back. We're back here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Indians got to be scoring some runs here. They're trailing 8-2. Who do we got up there?
Victoria Vaughn.
Victoria Vaughn takes a big cut at that first pitch and misses for a strike. Tori digs into the batter's box, pitch to the plate, low. Kind of a low changeup. And that's in there for a ball. One ball, one strike. We have got Emily on deck. Pitch to the plate, low for a ball. Brings the count to 2 balls, 1 strike, no outs. Emily Hart on deck. Pitch to the plate. And that is hit towards short. Scoops, throws, out. Play was made by Elaine Kunkler at short.
Pretty good shortstop out there.
Yeah, she made that look pretty easy. Got Emily at the plate. First pitch in there outside for a ball. Emily Hart and then Carly Stones on deck. We'll just call her Ginger.
She's not going to be too happy with that one.
Oh, that ball's hit hard out into center field. Drop! Crap. Oh, Emily hit a really nice ball. Unfortunately, it was right at the center fielder, who makes the play for out number 2. Carly steps into the batter's box. She digs in, pitch to the plate, in there for a strike. We got Taylor Greasy on deck. 2 outs, 1 strike on Carly. Got to get something going here for the Indians. Pitch to the plate. She hits a, rips one out into right field. Oh. 2 tremendous hits.
Just our luck.
One to the straight into the center fielder's glove and one straight into the right fielder's glove. We'll be back.
We are back here in the top of the fifth. We have number 21.
21 at the plate.
Stephanie Buescher.
Stephanie Buescher.
Chelsea's first pitch was in there for a strike.
Pitcher Wines delivers in there for a strike. 2 strikes. We could do this like the Reds, Jeff Brantley and Marty Brenneman, and Jeff Brantley does one inning and Marty does one inning and Jeff Brantley. So this is your inning. So you call the whole thing.
Okay.
I'll be the color guy this time.
Okay.
I'll be a lot better than you. I'm being color guy.
Okay. Chelsea's pitch in there low for ball. So that'll give us 2 balls, 2 strikes.
We've got to get these guys out 1, 2, 3. We cannot let any runs cross right here.
Nope. Chelsea's pitch is in there. Hit hard at the shortstop, Carly Stone. Carly picks it up. Makes it look real easy. Throws it over to Tori for a nice catch.
She does make it look easy. That was a great play.
So that'll give us the first out of the inning. Brings up number 8, J.C. King for the Redskins. Chelsea's ready. Pitch is in there. Ball low.
A little low.
So that'll give her ball 1. She's ready. Pitches in there. Foul ball. Takes a little golf swing at it. Fouls it off. So that will give us 1 ball, 1 strike. 1 out. Top of the 5th inning. Lady Indians trailing 8-2. Chelsea delivers. Strike 2. Great pitch.
Great pitch in there for a strike. We're on a roll. We've got to get this girl out.
Strike out here would be awesome.
It would be awesome.
Chelsea's ready. Delivers. Foul ball. She stays alive. Fouling the ball off there.
I remember earlier in the season, there was always lots of girls in the dugout.
Yeah, we got 3 of them now.
We're dwindling. And 2 of them are on crutches. She hits that ball down left field line and goes foul.
So we still remain one ball and two strike in the count.
She's up there swinging, that's
yep,
for sure.
Yep. Chelsea's on. She winds, delivers. That ball is cranked out to left field, and Emily just takes a step in and makes it look easy with the catch.
That looked familiar. We had two great hits in the last yeah. inning, and they were hit directly to our players in the outfield, and that was the same way. She really laid into that, but, boy, Emily just hit it right to Emily.
Yep. So that gives us a second out of the inning. We have now have number two, Heather Heitkamp, up to the plate. Shows bunt. Foul ball. Lefty in there. So no balls, one strike. Two outs here in top of the fifth.
That'd be nice. We've got to get out of this inning. Can't
perfect.
Give up any more
be
runs.
Perfect.
Two outs.
She goes for a bunt again, but pulls back wisely because it was a ball.
Gets past the lead and gets back to the fence, but thank goodness nobody's on, so
yep.
no harm done.
Chelsea step back on. She winds, delivers. Ball is hit really hard at Casey there and just goes right under her glove there. So Devin will pick it up and throw it back in. It will again go through Casey's legs and to Audra. Audrey, good job by Audra there to back him
save,
up.
Save that yep. runner for making it to second.
Yeah. So that'll bring up number 15 now, Kara Brockman. The catcher. Runner on first for the Lady Redskins. Chelsea's first pitch is in there for a ball high. Two outs in the inning here. It'd be great to get out of the inning here. No
yeah,
run scored.
We got to get out of this inning with no damage done.
So Chelsea will wind, deliver.
That
ball has popped up to Emily Hart. Oh, man. She laid out for that one and just misses the ball. So Devin will get the ball and throw it in. But that will allow a run to come across the plate and make the score 9-2. Kara Brockman will reach on a double there. So that will bring up number 11, Mackenzie Brookhart for the Lady Redskins. They run her on second.
Two outs. We got to just get one more out.
Yep. Great pitch in there for a first pitch strike. Chelsea's ready. Delivers. Strike two. So Chelsea's ahead in the count here with no balls, two strikes. Still two outs in the inning. They have a runner in scoring position standing out there on second. Chelsea delivers. Ball high. So one ball now, two strikes. On number 11, Mackenzie Brookhart. Chelsea's ready. She delivers.
Ball
is popped up to Casey Vogel, and Casey makes a nice catch over her head there at second base to end the inning. And the Lady Skins did some damage there with scoring one run across. So the score is now 9-2, heading into the bottom of the fifth, and we'll be back. We are back here in the bottom of the fifth inning. We have Taylor Greasy leading off the inning. She just about kills Aaliyah.
Fouls the ball right at the on-deck circle.
So that will give a first pitch strike to Taylor.
Indians trailing 9-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. Ball's hit and dropped.
Oh.
But she
stays with it.
Stays with it, keeps the ball in front of her, picks it up and flips it to first and still gets the out.
So we got a substitution going on. We got Bridget Potcutter now batting for Aaliyah Jenkins.
Does she have good knees?
I believe so.
Okay. Seems to be having knee problems here.
Yeah.
Recovering. Who got Bridget?
Bridget's in batting for Aaliyah.
Batting for Aaliyah in the nine spot. And then we start top of the order. Next batter up is going to be on deck is
leadoff batter, Chelsea Timmerman.
Chelsea Timmerman. Bridget checks a sign from Coach Vaughn, steps into the batter's box. Pitcher's ready, winds, delivers. That ball's fouled down first baseline. You would have thought Coach Tin would have got that ball.
Yeah, but he's slow and old, so he did not.
Pitcher steps onto the pitching rubber, winds, delivers. That ball's chopped. Foul. Brings a count to no balls, two strikes, one out. Come on, Indians. Any updates from St. Henry?
No. Top of fifth, 1-1.
1-1. Couple of great coaches battling it out there.
Yep.
With John Dorner and...
I heard a fact today from Coach Blockberger.
Coach Cal.
Coach Blocker said today that St. Henry's coach is 24-1 in the last 25 times that they have played Fort Cavery.
Really?
We have not. The only time we beat them was in 2001.
I know Dorner's a great coach. He always has a good team.
Yep. But 24-1 in the last 25 years for him, so that's pretty good.
That is outstanding. It's about like the way it's been when the Buckeyes play the Michigan Wolverines in football.
Yep, that's very true.
That evens the count at two balls, two strikes, one out. I'd like to tell you what's going on in the game, but I can't because Carly Stone is standing right in front of me.
Big object look around.
So I'm getting help. I'm getting help from Mrs. Hustle, Emily, that just ran halfway across the outfield. Did a diving layout and great effort, but couldn't pull the ball in. That brings the count to full. Three balls, two strikes.
Great at-bat for Bridget Proctor there.
Yep. Next pitch in there high for a ball, and that's going to send Bridget to first base on balls. Got one out, and we got top of the batting order here. So hopefully we can get something going here, get some rally, get a rally
yep.
going
Chelsea's
on.
Chelsea's due.
Yeah, she is due. She's been quiet this game from the. Oh, shows bunt, drops a nice one down. Pitcher picks it up.
Ooh.
Throws it to first. She's kind of raised up to grab that. Her foot was off.
I don't know.
Leg, but anyhow, called out at first. So that advances Bridget to second, but that gives us another out. So.
I'm blaming that one on Coach Tim. He's got to sell it better. He's got to call her safe.
That's right. Pitch to the plate, strike. That is Audra Metzger. Audra Metzger steps out of the batter's box, looks down at Coach Vaughn, steps back into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate, shows bunt, drops a bunt down. Called out at first. That gets us out of the inning. No runs. Couple of hits. We're still trailing 9-2. We'll be back.
We are back here in the top of the six.
Top of the six. We got to get something going on here.
Yep. No, 1-2-3. We got to get out. We need a
little. How many changes do we make? Just a shortstop.
Yep. I believe so.
Took that Stone kid out.
Thank goodness.
Put the Metzger girl in. Well, let's see. We have to. State which one that is, since we have two Metzger girls.
Yeah, it's Chloe.
Audra's still at third. We got Chloe at short. That ball is hit and gets through.
Right in between Casey and Tori.
What do you think there? I think Tori should have made that
I think
play.
Tori's playing way too close to the bag.
So they start the inning off with a base hit. Brings number four to the plate. Alyssa Heitkamp. She takes a swing at it and misses. No balls. One strike. No outs here in the top of the sixth. Pitch to the plate. high for a ball. Evens account, one ball, one strike. Runner on first. What do you think, Carly? Oh, you just put a mouthful of sunflower seeds in. It's the first time I've ever heard you not have something to say.
Same.
Next pitch in there for a strike. That's one ball, two strikes, no outs. Hit Alyssa Heikamp at the plate. Chelsea delivers a pitch, and that's hit. That ball was hit and bounced off of Chelsea's glove, and Chloe picks it up and flips it to...
Hand it. She handed that to Casey Vogel.
Why wouldn't she have stepped on a bag and
I
known it?
I do not know.
First.
Instead? No idea. Huh. So she's a good friend and hands it over to Casey.
Might have been a double play ball.
Yep.
First pitch in there for a called strike. Got the lead runner there, so we got one out. They've got a runner on first. We've got number five stepping in there for St. Henry, and that's Brooke Borderdang. Chelsea's quickly ahead on the count. Zero balls, two strikes, one out. Indians trailing 9-2. Chelsea's ready, winds, delivers. And that ball's hit hard out into center field. Did she make that?
She made that catch.
I couldn't see.
Yep. She came running hard in on it and made a nice catch and got it in quick to hold the first base runner from tagging up and going to second. So well done, Devin Post.
Well done, Devin. That ball was hit hard out into center field, and it was right in front of their coach. I couldn't see what the play was. That ball's popped up, and we are out of the inning.
It's awesome.
No damage done, 9-2. So we've got to do some work here. We'll be back.
We are back. We are a little late. I'm sorry for that. We had Devin Post take a first swing at it. And
that was Carly. That was Carly's fault. We were late getting
on. That's her fault for sure. But Devin hit it right to the second baseman, and she made it look real easy and threw it over to first for the first out of the inning. We now have Casey Vogel up to the bat.
Oh.
She takes first pitch strike. So Casey will step out and take a few swings. Casey's back in. Foul ball. So that she's behind in the count with no balls, two strikes. One out here in the top of the sixth. Casey take a few swings. Adjust her batting gloves. Steps in. She's ready. Takes a ball for Molo. So Casey step out, take a few swings. Pitcher will get a few signs from her catcher. Casey's ready.
Let's go, Casey.
Takes a ball high.
Evens count, two balls, two strikes. Casey has got to do something right here. It's senior night.
It's senior night.
We honored our seniors.
Casey hits it right back to the pitcher, and she throws it over to first for an out.
Out number two. That brings Victoria.
The other senior. Victoria onto the plate, two outs, no one on. She'll take first pitch in there low for a ball. So one ball, no strikes.
Hey, remember like the first game of the year where you said like three words the whole time?
Yep.
You're doing a phenomenal job right now.
Yep.
You are the man.
You just had to leave me a few times.
That's right. I was talking too much. I couldn't.
Yep. I couldn't get anything in.
Man.
And Tori hits a liner right back to the pitcher. She picks it up, throws it over to first, and out number three. So three up, three down for the Indians, which is not good because we are now we are still trailing here 9-2. Heading into the top of the seventh, and we'll be back. We are back here in the top of the seventh. Lady Indians trailing 9-2. Chelsea throws a first pitch in there to number 13, Julia Holden Heidi.
Hole Heidi.
For a strike.
Julia Hole Heidi.
Strike two.
She was out in front of that one a little bit.
Way out in front of that one. So no balls, two strikes. No outs here in top seven. She back in there.
Updates, updates, updates from St. Henry.
Update from St. Henry. Corey Stone says 2-1, bottom of six. She does not say who is winning, though.
Oh, that Stone kid.
Yeah, what's wrong with her?
I don't know. Bad parent. Strike three. Gets her swinging. Strike three. Nice job, Chelsea. Out number one.
Corey Stone says we are winning 2-1, bottom of six.
Perfect.
Awesome. We have Nick Twaits pitching for the boys and Mitch Stallman pitching for the Skins of the boys. Hit
nice.
Right back to the shortstop, Chloe Metzger.
Nice
she
play.
Fields it real easy and throws it over to Tori Vaughn for the second out of the inning. So,
hey, were you listening to Fort Recovery Sports Talk Wednesday night?
Last night?
Yeah.
Yep, I was up there.
So what do you think about Bubba?
I got there in the middle of it, but what about
he said? He said on the radio.
Oh yeah,
he was talking
Corey.
To Brunzy. Talking to Brunzy and said, "Do you have a girlfriend?" And Brunzy said, "Yeah, Corey Stone." And Bubba said, "You're way too pretty for him."
Yeah, he said, "You're too ugly for her" or something. Yep, I heard that.
That's funny stuff, right there.
Then he said, "Corey's he was jealous of Corey's leg hair during the swim season. He said he wished he could grow hair like that on his legs."
Oh, nice!
Wow. Shot back up to Chelsea Timmerman, and she makes a great stab at it. Throws over to Tori Vaughn at first. Makes it look real easy. So three up, three down for the Skins. And heading to the last inning, and we are trailing seven runs. So we got some work to do.
We can do it. We'll be back.
We are back, and we are late again because
Carly was over talking to us.
Yep, Carly again. So we're sorry about that. She's sorry about that. So we
She's
have,
sorry, all
right. Yep. We got Emily Hart up to the plate. She has one ball, one strike on her. She'll step back in there. Pitcher winds, delivers.
Ooh!
Hits her right on the old calf there. She'll hobble on down to first base.
Can't touch it. You can't rub it.
Nope. She's tough. She says, nope, I'm good. So she'll be all right. She's tough. Tougher than Carly. And now we'll bring up Chloe Metzger to the plate.
Carly would be down. She'd be down rolling around on
the
ground.
Yeah, we'd have the squad here. So Chloe will take first pitch strike right down the plate. First strike.
We've got Taylor Greasy on deck. Time to rally.
Time to rally. So pitcher set back on the rubber. She delivers. Chloe hits a foul ball.
Hey, if they're inside, you got to lean into them, don't you?
Yeah.
You got to lean into them.
Take one for the team.
That's right. Take one for the team.
So that will give her no balls, two strikes, no outs. Emily Hart standing on first base. Pitcher delivers. Strike right down the plate. So she struck out looking. So that will give us the first out of the inning.
That's not good.
Nope, but we got Taylor Greasy up to the plate now. So
pot cutter on deck.
Yep. Emily's still on first. First pitch in there for a ball outside. Pitcher will take her time. Steps back on. She delivers.
Popped up.
And Taylor hits a pop up right to the catcher, and she didn't really have to move for that one. So out number two, which is not what we need.
Still got runner on first.
Bridget pop cutter up to the plate. She's batting for Carly Stone. She'll take
Come
a
on,
few
Bridget.
Swings. She's in there. Pitcher delivers. Ball low.
I don't know. I think the fat lady's getting ready to sing.
I believe so.
Come on, pot cutter, let's go.
Pitch in there for ball low. Emily looked like she wanted to steal second, but comes bound back
she's
over to first.
She's fast enough to steal second, didn't she?
Yeah, she is.
She should already be on
but
second.
But no one wants to get the last out of the game.
Bonnie needs to send her.
So Bridget will step back in there. Pitcher throws a strike right down the middle. So two balls now, one strike on Bridget.
Two outs. Seventh inning here.
Pitcher's on the rubber. She delivers. Ball outside. Ooh. So that brings the count. That was real close, yep. So that will bring the count to three balls, one strike.
Come on,
Bridget. Chelsea Timmerman standing in the on-deck circle.
Throw a ball. Get to the top of our batting order.
What is she doing? She just put her bat up as high as she could for that ball and fouls it off.
Pop foul over the home dugout.
So full count here. Full count, two outs. Payoff pitch. Hit right to the second baseman. For the out at first, and that will end our ball game.
Indians go down 9-2 here, and a good game. Great game pitched by Chelsea.
Yep, like always.
Like always. And thanks very much for tuning in. It's Steve Stone, Darian Sheffer. We'll talk to you next game.